Hi, my name's Gary Hazeltine, and I'm the author of a new book. This book, Non-Human, The Rendlesham Forest UFO Incidents, 42 Years of Denial. My background to do a 5-year reinvestigation of this case? Well, it's simple. 30 years of policing, 6 years in the Royal Air Force Police, and then 24 years in the British Transport Police. For 19 years, I was a detective, constable, working at the sharp end of all manner of serious inquiries, including murder, manslaughter and rape. I was an advanced interviewer of suspects and witnesses, and I've applied this in my reinvestigation of the case. 5 years I've been investigating the actual case for nigh on 16 years, but over the last 5 years I've done a ground zero deep dive into Rendlesham Forest, and I thought I knew the case well. But believe me, there was things that I didn't know, especially historical, but I've also gathered lots of new information from new witnesses. And I kind of thought that the book should be written from a detective's point of view. I'm now the editor of UFO Truth magazine, so I'm very familiar with the subject. I've followed the subject of UFO stroke UAP since having a childhood sighting at 16. I think I'm well qualified to give comment and use my analytical skills as a former detective to address a reinvestigation, and that's what I've done. The purpose of the book is to simply stick to the facts. But in the process of doing my research, I came across a lot of things that I didn't know historically that I think you, the public, should know. For example, you'll learn about an extraordinary admission made by Colonel Holt. Yes, the same Colonel Holt who wrote the Holt Memorandum. But this was made while he was still serving in the US Air Force, some 6 years before he retired. And he made it to a MUFON investigator, Ray Boucher, in 1985, and his admission, in my opinion, as a former detective, holds force because it was written down verbatim. Learn about that incredible series of events that led to that admission. Discover the people who have confirmed, 4 independent sources who have confirmed that Colonel Holt was prepared to sell his story to the News of the World. Yes, the News of the World, the same reporter who did the breakthrough article, UFO lands in Suffolk and that's official, Keith Beebe. 4 independent sources confirmed that he was in negotiation with Keith Beebe. Learn about that story. That was 1983, even before the case hit the major world headlines. Learn of incredible direct testimony now from a military witness, Steve Longero, who said he was inside the nuclear weapons storage area when he saw a UFO shine a beam down into the nuclear weapons hot row bunkers, and it went on to make like a grid-like pattern search of all the bunkers. Learn about the extraordinary testimony in the book. Learn about his other UFO events that he was involved in the late December 1980 case. And learn about other incidents that have come to light during my reinvestigation. One by Sergeant Adrian Bustinza, a long time sought after witness who'd never really gone on the record properly. Well, he did in a 4.5-hour interview with me, a transatlantic phone call. And it's a sensational interview on many counts. He has a completely new incident where he led a team of 20 or so people in a line search of the forest. Nobody's ever heard of that until this book. He also goes on to describe a second landing, a landing that is so controversial and probably one of the main reasons why there has been so much disinformation about this subject for such a long time, this case. A second landing. He confirms and finally corroborates Larry Warren's original military whistleblower account from the late 1983 that there indeed was a second landing. In a field, that it was surrounded by security police officers, US Air Force security police officers, that it was being filmed on moving images. We're not talking still camera, still pictures, we're talking moving footage. And that Colonel Williams, the base commander, was there. Learn all about that. And also learn about the extraordinary and harsh treatment that Sergeant Adrian Bustinza had at the hands of special agents, probably the Air Force Office of Special Investigation and or perhaps others, who grilled him to being terrified, and learn of his harrowing account. It is jaw-dropping. in his account with me. It is so palpable. When you read it back, you will really get into his mindset. He was so frightened, disgusted by the way he was being treated, that he wanted to go AWOL, absent without leave. He was a sergeant. He signed up to protect his country, and this was not the level of protection that he thought he was joining. Incredible testimony. All in this new book. Conversations with people and other military witnesses who I've gone back to and approached and re-interviewed with my advanced interviewing skills to try to glean more information and or maybe ask more pertinent questions. And believe it or not, I did get new information, some of which is highly pertinent. Revealed for the first time is the sensational account of another person, not a US Air Force police officer, a crew chief, a guy who repaired aircraft, a guy called James Stewart, and his testimony is nothing short of science fiction incredible, but within the context of the other events that took place at Rendlesham, it falls into place. But this occurred, we now know, this occurred in late December, around 28th of December 1979, a complete 12 months earlier than the late December incidents that the case has become famous for. Learn about that in the preceding 12 months, there were significant other UFO cases that have come to light that've never really been publicised, and they should have, because people still talk in documentaries to this day that we're still talking about a lighthouse. Ridiculous. 50, 60 English-speaking documentaries, they've all cherry-picked the evidence. They have not presented you, the public, with the right information, in my opinion. And after 5 years, there is so much information that I guarantee you did not know, both old and there's a lot of new information. So if you've ever really wondered about what this case is really all about, I suggest that you read my book. Published on Amazon, ships within 48 hours. It's only available on Amazon. I've just laid out the facts for you using my detective skills. And so far, all of the reviews from the researchers that I've sent it to have been overwhelmingly kind and very, very positive, saying that it should go on to become the definitive book on the case. That's for other people to decide, but there you have it. After 42 years, you finally have the truth, and it reveals in its conclusions that there were 17 different timed incidents over what looks like a 3 to 4 day period, not 3 days as we thought, probably now a fourth consecutive day of activity. And I found out about an incredible event that's in there for the first time from a military witness who says that on 23rd of December, actually before Christmas Day, that something happened that's quite extraordinary. Learn about it all in the book. I urge you to buy it if you're really interested in the subject and find out what really happened at Rendlesham Forest. 17 years, 17 cases over 3-4 days. 42 years later, we now have this book. A summary of the best evidence of this case. Go buy it. Thank you for listening.